to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. What you're thinking about is usually on this show.
Really? Maybe
not everything you think about is on the show, but you'd be surprised.
Do my colors match?
Your colors match.
Okay, that's what some people wake up and think. Are my colors matching?
I don't think that when I wake up. I think.
Left foot, okay. Right foot.
I'm thinking this. Okay, feet pointed in the same direction. You know, fingers working.
Are my parts working?
Yeah, the parts there, that's right. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning on October the 22nd, Tuesday here, and we're quickly approaching the War of the Worlds and Halloween.
That'll be fun.
Our phone number's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you're happy this morning, give us a call. And tell us why, really. I mean, if you're happy, give us a call, 605-4567. And Bad Bob, are you happy this morning? Wait. Ring it.
Yeah, no, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Yes.
There you go. You know, just a second.
Did the meds kick in? Ka-ha-cha!
When did you start coffee this morning?
I haven't even had a sip.
Uh-oh. Hey, okay. Good morning, everybody. If you are happy, give us a call, 605-4567. And Linda, what's the weather going to be like today? That's a happy day.
Oh, well, I've got two in front of me. Let's see.
This is the real one right here.
Is this the real one or the make-believe?
That's
but we'd like
one.
It to be. Okay. It's going to be sunny with a high near 85. North winds around 5 miles per hour. We're coming calm in the morning. Tonight, mostly clear with around 54. As I look at the forecast throughout the entire week, it looks like we're in the 80s. Those beautiful days. And if you've caught the moon, we're just past the full moon cycle. It's just getting to be spectacular. The skies are amazing. We were up on a balcony last night at some friend's house, right underneath the canopy of stars. It's fantastic. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by our new sponsor, Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Enjoy your beautiful day. Let's go to the phones right now with our Wells Fargo market experts in our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, major averages are positive after favorable unemployment report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 94 points at 15,486. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 1753. And the NASDAQ Composite has advanced 22 points at 3,942. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, EMC Corp down $1.07 at $24.17, Bank of America up 7 cents at $14.59, Advanced Micro Devices off 12 cents at 3.25. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 18 cents at $82.55, Pacific Gas and Electric off 8 cents at $41.27, AT&T down 9 cents at $35.14. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.53%. For commodities, gold is up $15 an ounce at $13.32, silver positive 27 cents at $22, crude oil up 34 cents at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you very much. She is just one of our Wells Fargo Advisors. You're going to get to meet every one of them. I think it's important if you're going to be investing, you know, your money and having them help you with your investments and your future, you need to get to know them better. We're going to have every one of our Wells Fargo advisors on the show at some point. So you can learn a little bit more about them. But in the meantime, give them a call at 530-243-7561 or head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are and visit our Wells Fargo advisors. We have our Market Minute Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. Okay, today we've got, you know, if you're, you know, how do you know if your business could do better? And how do you know if you're, you know, if there's ways to stop maybe losing money because of decisions you made? And there is a business here in town that will bring in an expert and sit there with you and go through everything you have and show you ways to save money. Or how to make your, or how to do your business, and be more profitable, be more streamlined, or maybe even expand. And we're gonna have that today. We're gonna have a lot of things we're gonna talk about, including the mea culpa from President Obama, about the, healthcare rollout. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460.
Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else, and you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment. All available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors. And Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-9226.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Big Family Meal is back.
Bigger and better than ever.
Get a large Mary's salad, plus your choice of a large pizza with two traditional toppings. Or spaghetti and three giant Mary's meatballs with either marinara, pesto, or meat sauce.
Big enough to feed even the hungriest family. But for a small price, only 25 bucks.
Feels like we need someone smaller to say the price. Introducing Charlie.
Get Mary's Big Family Meal for a small price. Only $25.
Thanks, Charlie.
Can I take my Mary's Big Family Meal to go? On a unicorn?
Hold on tight.
Giddy up.
She's a good unicorn rider.
Woohoo!
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Love it.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460. Give us a call, 605-4567. Tell us why you're happy today.
Bob Belongi plays happy, the best happy bump music. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like, I can't get it. I'm going to step out of the tent on that.
On Wednesday, which is tomorrow, they're having a Missing in America project. As you know, the Missing in America project is the ones that claim the unclaimed remains of veterans. And it's a nationwide project here. And a lot of times veterans will die. Maybe they have no families or a family split. People don't know they're dead. And the remains by law have to stay in either the funeral home or at the county. And so the MIAP members go out and they find these, and there's laws now that, you know, allow them to do that. Anyway, every other month they have they have an internment, a ceremony at the IGO out there at our veteran cemetery up there in IGO. And it's going to happen tomorrow at 1100 hours, 11 o'clock. And it's going to be there in the at the IGO Cemetery, and it'll be the remains of 8 veterans. And they will bring them in with proper ceremony, and then they will be interred. So if you get a chance, go out there and to see this. We've been there several times, and it's absolutely touching when they're doing that. Okay,
I want to share something that came that's kind of fun. You know, it's nice to share with our listeners. I mean, I don't know how fun it is, but it's kind of insightful, I would say. It came across my desk, and I mean, a lot of people who send things out in chains on the internet have probably received this. It's called "Remember When the Year Was 1955." 1955, kind of interesting. Did you hear the post office is thinking about charging 4 cents just to mail a letter? Okay,
4 cents.
Here's another one. Wow. I'm afraid to send my kids to the movies anymore ever since they let Clark Gable get by with saying damn in Gone with the Wind. It seems every new movie either has hell or damn in it. I read the other day where some scientist thinks it's possible to put a man on the moon by the end of the century. They even have some fellows they call astronauts preparing for it down in Texas. Did you see where some baseball player just signed a contract for $50,000 a year just to play ball? Wouldn't surprise me if someday they'll be making, you know, hundreds of thousands. Here's one. When I first started driving, who would have thought gas would someday cost 25 cents a gallon? Guess we'd better off leaving the car in the garage. If they raise the minimum wage to $1, nobody will be able to hire outside help to the store. I never thought I'd see the day all our kitchen appliances would be electric. They're even making electric typewriters now. Oh, here's a good one. It's too bad things are so tough nowadays. I see where a few married women are having to work to make ends meet. It won't be long before young couples are going to have to hire someone to watch their kids so they both can work.
This is all from 1955 from headlines.
1955.
Well.
And finally, I'm afraid a Volkswagen car is going to open the door to a whole lot of foreign business.
Well, you know, we were talking about this the other day about the cost of things back, you know, and you see, you know, you'll see, I've got a couple of old magazines that I think it's dating from the 60s on how much things cost. It was unbelievable. But then again, you know, the cost of everything has gone up. And speaking of that, board of supervisors are meeting today at 9 o'clock, and they're going to vote on raises for the mid-management personnel. Yeah, the raise will be a 5% raise for the mid-managers at 3% this year and 2% next year. And you say to yourself, you know what, they've been giving a lot of raises out lately to the law enforcement unions, you know, the sheriff's deputies, the people that run the manage the jails and all this, and other unions. And then, but when you look at this, that there has been no raises since 2009. And with pay cuts, as Larry Lee says, he said they're still not up to the level as they were there. You know, frankly, they haven't taken a pay raise in 4 years. I don't have a real problem with this. As long as it falls into the fact that we're not losing ground and we're borrowing money to do this. That they're taking the Fridays off, which were pay cuts, and then not getting raises, as many people in the private sector didn't get raises, and many people in the private sector still haven't gotten raises. So obviously, county business is better than business on the outside, as they're collecting more taxes and they're able to pay their employees more. And frankly, that we have great employees over in the county and in the city. So do I have a real big problem with this? You know, except for the fact is that we're paying out $5 million when you add them all up between now and 2016. Does the county have the money? Well, the Board of Supervisors will tell us that today because they voted for every raise up to now. I don't see them not voting for it and not voting for the raise because they haven't turned one down in the last, 6 months that I know of. Okay.
Well, we heard with certain stores like Macy's was going to open on Thanksgiving Day. And it's interesting how what we're hearing is with the opening of some of these stores that, you know, what is sacred? What is sacred? So now Kohl's has jumped on board to open on Thanksgiving for the first time. Kohl's department store says it will open its doors on Thanksgiving for the first time, adding to a growing rank of retailers trying to get a jump start on the holiday shopping season. The critical shopping season used to start on the Friday after Thanksgiving. We know that, many of that being Black Friday. Department store chains Macy's, and last week they had also announced that they'd all be opening on Thanksgiving. Kohl's said Monday that it will open its doors at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day and remain open all day Friday. And that's in Minnoway Falls, Wisconsin. That's the company's based out of that, with 1,158 stores across the country. I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, it seems that, you know, we go to Costco and the Christmas decorations are already out. They started last month. But how do you feel about that? It's starting to become a blur. It's kind of like the world is flat. You know, the book, The World is Flat, that, you know, we're losing our borders. And now, you know, how sacred are the holidays? They all run together. So what, you know, give us your thoughts on that. 605-4567. Love your weigh-in. Got to take a break here at KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all the deer hunters we have the 2 to 5 gallon propane bottles ready to go. With winter just around the corner, keep those kerosene tanks on the top side. Our delivery drivers are out everywhere. If you see one of them in your neighborhood and you need fuel, give us a call right away. Maybe we can top you off. If you're thinking of upgrading to a new heater, give Johnny a call. And remember, we do take trade-ins. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for CFN, fleet-wide, fuel-man card lock needs. If you've been looking at the lawnmower and the weed eater like you're going to lock them in the tool shed, be sure to fill them up with ethanol-free 93 before you do. It'll save you a lot of grief come spring. Northern Lights Energy for ranchers, farmers, construction and loggers, and just regular folks. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Spicelli Lane in Reading.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward
and Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bob.
You're good. You got your rhythm down.
Free Fire Radio. Yeah, here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Tuesday, October the 22nd.
I want some 7:25
in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there, heading up to 88. Today's we're going to be a 40-degree swing here.
Wow, it's going to be fabulous. Bob, what I meant by that is that was... You know, we have a period of time when our immune, I don't know. I think perhaps everybody, as they turn a certain age, they start remembering, oh man, you know, for me, the 70s, the 60s, the 70s, some 80s was really good music. And so, that was one of them. So I need to like get turned on
she
to some new music.
Drives me crazy. Right? That,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Crackmaster.
Yeah. Jeff at Crackmaster can do, guarantee what other shops don't dare offer. We've been in there before with both of our vehicles. He's done a spectacular job. Can do up to 24 inches. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. He's going to give you great service, honest and integrity. That's all you can ask for. And he's located at 3208 Market Street in Redding. Give him a call at 241-8373.
In the chat room, people are saying, you know what? You shouldn't be able to talk about the jolly man in the red suit until after Thanksgiving. It's got to be then, you know, when they have, and Linda said it with the Macy's Day Parade, you know, that's when you should be able to start that. You know, the, okay, then that's the, that was the traditional kickoff of Christmas. But now Christmas kicks off in sometime in August, I believe. I think it's soon after August 5th we start talking about it.
Okay, we did have a discussion about this last night with our friends. Walked out of our own house and I said, God, you know, Carl, it smells like skunk. And you know, there's a difference between the black and white furry animal and then the skunk that they call of the
skunk weed.
The weed that's the big bulk weed, you know, not the smoking of the weed, but the plant after it's been harvested. And I mean, it's just permeating the air there, that particular smell. We drove up and we saw some friends and we were there a little early. So we're driving around areas we won't mention, but it was, you know, in the plaster up in the hills up in there. And I just, every time we went through, it just felt like we went through walls of the smelling of the skunk. And then, during our evening's conversation, people in our group were saying, yeah, it's harvest season, and because it's been a particularly dry year. And then they talked about, you know, somebody they knew that grew a plant, because if you grow a plant, that there's the male seed and the female seed, and that it can kill off the other seeds, but you don't want somebody who's really doing it for a living to know you're doing it, because if you kill off their seeds, I thought,
is
oh
there
my,
an ending to the story?
I don't know. It's a whole.
Bad Bob, you've got somebody that harvests around you, don't you?
The aroma is a little thick right now, yes.
Well, you know, I thought it was a skunk until it just kept going on and on and on out there. So obviously the harvesting is going on.
So I'm wondering if I'm not alone. Are you smelling skunk everywhere?
I don't even know where to go with that one, except, let's go. Okay, Ted, you want to talk about something that smells? Let's talk about the rollout of the health care plan. Okay, here, let's go. That was a good segue.
That is a good segue.
Obama admits site not ready for prime time. He is not happy. I am not happy about this. And there's no excuses for it. Well, there is. I mean, you're making excuses right now. Here's the problem, my friends. How about holding Health and Human Services Director Catherine Sebelius accountable for what's happening? She has overseen a multi-billion-dollar effort to bring on the healthcare online. They've been able to work on it for years, multiple years, and it is a colossal failure, a total failure. What can I say? Anybody that has, you know, they may have people enrolled. I believe it's an urban myth that there are people actually enrolled. Show me one. Has there been one? Have they finally found one to trot out and put on the TV and said, no, I got it. It took me 5 days. And I'm not sure which plan I have, or even if I'm still enrolled. But anyway, the bottom line here on this is, somebody has to take responsibility for this. If you notice that they'll relieve a military officer in a heartbeat because they've lost confidence in their ability because of something's happened. I saw where a colonel was relieved because after he had been brought in there to fix a place and he had fixed it and he had ended the problems they were having. And then off base, one of the Marines under his command shot two people. He was then relieved because after he had done the job he'd brought in there to clean it up. I mean, he was relieved. And it was because the general said, I love this man. I've served with this man, but he has to take responsibility for what happens in his unit. Now, should we be looking for at least that much responsibility in government? In this case, Catherine Celibus. She has overseen this whole thing, and there's nothing that she has not offered a resignation. She has never said, you know what, I did this wrong. President Obama has not said, I've lost my confidence in this woman to be able, or this man, doesn't make any difference, to be able to lead this into a favorable conclusion. I'm going to finish this one on the other side of the news. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Attention North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, this is your talk radio station.
I'm flying headphones.
We talk
this
about
is a little
what?
Like when the curtains go flop, 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 flop when the play opens, right?
Well, my headphones fell apart. What do you want? This portion of the show is brought to you by
Estate Granite and more. Our buddy Mike Huber is out there, and he's, you know, he does outstanding work. And if you ever get a chance to see our kitchen or see the photos of it, it should be on the website or his website. He does granite kitchen makeovers, bathroom makeovers, forever furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker. That is just, you know, frankly, is probably one of the best smokers and barbecue devices you're ever going to find. And Mike is the one that does all of this. He's an artist. He can be trusted. He'll come in and give you his best estimate on what will look great there. Then he puts it together, and you will be satisfied. Give him a call, 241-7866, or check out his website, Estate Granite. I wanted to finish up about Sebelius and the in this monstrosity of a rollout for the health care. I mean, it is so bad. that they're now, you know, they're saying we're bringing in all these experts. We're bringing these experts, the best and brightest. Well, why weren't the experts working on it to begin with? You know, last night I heard somebody say, well, you know, they've had like 43 different contractors working on it, blah, blah. I said, yeah, okay, but that's government. Government's used to that. It takes 50 contractors to build a jet. I mean, really. Maybe more. Maybe 100 contractors, I don't know, to build a jet. Because everybody's got every, you know why? Pork. Because each congressman and each senator wants that little piece of that defense dollar going down to their people in their area so they can say, hey, look what I did for you. That's part of it. Well, come on now. That's part of it.
You know? That might be part of it. My brother-in-law, in fact, was involved in the F-22 program, and it's because this division of Honeywell happened to make the best APUs, auxiliary power units, so the thing can get started. So
okay.
It's like specialties. It's like your GP doesn't take care of every part of your body. If he runs into a part that he needs he'll send you to someone else.
That's true. But when it gets down to it, there's also some of the larger companies could be doing this. But they still, you know, they farm it out. It keeps businesses and people at work. You know, it's like keeping, in many cases, they keep bases open that should have been closed 40 years ago that the military's been trying to close, but the senators and congressmen want to keep them open because why? Well, then we have jobs and we can, you know, continue to nuzzle the government nipple. But in this thing, with such a horrendous beginning to this, and nobody really knows, the feds, Obama will not say how many people have signed up, even though they said they finally admitted that they will give the first numbers at the end of November. And, you know, they're going to start doing monthly updates beginning in November. Now, you think about this, you say, well, you know, there's a lot of people wanted to use this, though. I mean, this is it's not easy. Well, look at Amazon. Bad Bob, get ready to jump in here. Mm-hmm. They take 20 million users a day worldwide. They take info. They take your money. They ship the same day without this drama. I mean, think about this. Different languages, people working from all over the world working on this software that they built, and it works.
I heard a story this morning where a software guru was saying, why couldn't you make this like when you're shopping for a home mortgage? You don't have to have all the nitty-gritty details. You give your best ballpark guesses, and they will say, as a disclaimer, this is what we think your rate for your mortgage will be, but it's subject to change. Why can't the government do that? Why do they need all this very delicate personal information? Why do they need to know every detail in my life before I can find out what it's going to cost me?
And not only do they know, that's right. They don't need to know this. But when you take that's fed into that, and now it's open to everybody in the government, and they say, oh, no, it's not. Well, yes, it is. It's open to the IRS because they need this so they can figure out who's paying their taxes and who's not. Then this is open. And this thing is, and you don't know who has access. They say it's one of the, you know, you can hack in it. How can you not hack into this? You have to hack into it to be able to use it because you sure as heck can't go through their main portals. And now you can call people. What happens when you call the person? Person says, well, you know, you need to go to the website. Obamacare. Coming soon to a neighborhood theater near you.
We love to live in Reading. I am a California at heart, you know, raised most of my life in California, lived outside of California, always felt drawn to be back in California. But I found this pretty interesting. I want to share this with you this morning. And this is from USA Today. It says picking a place to retire is a pretty big deal. Any good financial planner will advise you to start thinking about where you want to live well before you enter those retirement years. If you don't plan to retire in the home you've lived in for years, you may go to one of these best places to retire less. So they wanted to try something different here, and we're going to share that with you this morning. Here is a list of great places to retire that many of you may not have thought about. All great communities, but not on the radar of the masses. Number one, Henderson, North Carolina.
I know where Henderson, North Carolina is. It's home of one of the some of the big factory furniture factories in Henderson, North Carolina.
Most people know
been
Asheville
there forever.
In the western mountains of the state, but according to Terry King, CEO of Caldwell Banking, Banker King in Asheville, people are discovering the outlying areas. 25 minutes south of Asheville is Henderson, which has many of the qualities sought by baby boomers, King says.
Asheville is an expensive area because it's up there in right there in the mountains and Gateway of the Smokies, but you go down to Henderson, right? I mean, it's a beautiful little town.
25 miles, Mission Hospital, 72-piece orchestra in town, ranked number 15 on the healthcare system in 2013. That's a huge thing for
It'll
many people.
It'll probably drop down to 40 since they joined Obamacare.
Number two, St. Augustine, Florida.
Been there.
Beautiful weather, one of the top outdoor concert venues in the USA, 3,400-seat St. Augustine Amphitheater, all among the attractions.
Average age, 94.
We were just named by a magazine as one of the top 10 places to retire.
Does it have a dog track?
It's the oldest city in the U.S. So we're rich in history and cultural arts, and we have world-class beaches.
You know, so those defibrillators, they've got one on every corner.
The home price is $200,000, but retirees are turning more to the $300,000 to $400,000 range. They're some 57 years old. They talked about making their home there. They moved from Long Island. There's a downtown district and so on and so forth. Number three. This is weird. King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
I've heard of that. I've been there. King of Prussia, Pennsylvania.
Can you imagine that on the bottom of your letter?
The only problem is that when you're going downtown, you have to march. with groups of people down there.
Here's what it says. You get to the shore.
They have little spiky helmets. That's right.
You get to the shore and the mountains in 2 hours. It's easy access to shopping with two of the largest malls in the state. There is tremendous amount of 55 and older age restricted housing that sort of people from outside the area.
You feel like it there.
The proximity to Philadelphia has made much of the Delaware Valley a retirement magnet. And you know what? We're going to do the other four, five, six and seven when we get back. Back after these messages, KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play your cards right. Thursday, November 21st from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. And join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, hot seats to spin the party wheel for awesome prizes, cash giveaways, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawing. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Oh, it's that hot.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, my friends. It's 7:45 straight up. Today, 48 degrees, October the 22nd. It's a Tuesday.
I always say, if you want to get in the mood for anything, and I mean anything, cleaning house, play a little Frank. Get your parts cleaned.
Your
clean your guns. Play a little Frank.
Okay,
number four.
I don't understand half the time when she says things, Bob. I mean, I don't. I sit there and I listen. They're Lindaisms. I mean, she talks. I know what she's saying. But it's just, I know what she's saying. And I'm looking and I'm trying to think. Well, I'm not sure because, you'll say you combine words sometimes that absolutely make sense.
Yes.
Because it does make sense just because that word's not there, but it makes sense.
It's not a word, but it damn well ought to be.
If it's not, and then the thought when you're doing that, then, sometimes my mind just wanders away. And I know Bob's does. Bob puts his face down on the computer and just chortles.
Some of the funny, for me, some of the most, golden moments in life are things that, the double entendres, and they may not be even thought of and meant that way, but they can. Anyway, so we're going back to the list of the five places that you might not think, according to this one article this morning about, places to retire. And the populations on all of these, are very small. Number four, we left, before
King
the break.
King of Prussia, we had King of Prussia.
King of Prussia.
Where you had to, if you walk downtown, you have to walk in step with other people.
That's okay. Just your imagination. Number four is College Station, Texas.
I've been there. University of Texas, Longhorns.
Population 97.5, which swells by 50,000 when Texas A&M students are
Texas
in town.
Oh, Texas A&M, that's what it was, Texas A&M.
Okay. They say in here we see a lot of people when they choose to retire come back to College Station, a lot buy a home in the historic district so they can have tailgate parties and walk to the game. Other attractions are warm climate, low housing costs, and
no
low
income
crime.
Tax. No income tax, and the fact that Texas is got a surplus that has jobs, housing, and all that, and a friendly business climate. Oh, excuse me, everything that California is not.
The average sale price is just under $200,000. You could still get a really great house.
8,000 square foot house, a swimming pool, stables, and 800 acres of land.
And number five on the list, Branson, Missouri.
Been there. You know what the best thing about Branson, Missouri is? They've got a Bass Outdoor Shop, the Bass Pro Outdoor Shop. It's gotta be the very first they did. It covers 8,000 acres. And you can go in there, not only you can hunt grizzly in there. That's how big this thing is.
Well, can I just say that there's just a two lane, when I was there, I mean, this is Barbara Mandrell days. That's when I was there.
Who?
Hello. Yeah, exactly. Two lanes inside. Some hidden in plain view cities like Branson are popular as retirees come. Branson insiders and watch the tourists come and go. Okay, that's the one thing.
But this is the one they have all the country music places. They've got all the theaters there you can go to. And like I said, huge, they've got a lot of outdoor things there.
Even though the population is a little over 10,000 on any given day, we operate as a town of more along the lines of 60 to 70,000 because of the tourism. It also says they are attracted to nine golf courses associated with the name, big name golfers is Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Payne Stewart, and Tom Watson. They have fun things, dining, outdoor recreation, and fun places to shop. So anyway, there you go. $150,000. You can get into something a little nicer for less than $250,000, or you can buy a 2-bedroom condo for less than $100,000.
Okay, I've got another one, a place to retire to. It's a town of about 7,000. You can get a house downtown very, very reasonably. There are all types of outdoor activities. Some of the greatest monuments in the United States are there that you can easily travel to, and you can get your house paid for. That's right. Your house mortgage can be paid for. It's Sturgis, South Dakota. A small town, friendly people, lots to do. You have Mount Rushmore. You've got Crazy Horse Monument. You've got Devil's Tower. You've got some of the most beautiful hunting and fishing in the whole area. And once a year for 10 days, 400,000 people come down here on motorcycles to spend to go to Sturgis for the motorcycle rally in early August. If you have a house downtown, you can rent that house to people for an ungodly amount of money and a huge damage deposit. And that was enough to pay your mortgage for the whole year based on 2 weeks. Sturgis, South Dakota. Plus, there's nice people around there and great pheasant hunting. We'll be right back. That's not on that list, but I think it should be. We'll be right back after these messages that Bad Bob is forcing us to take. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Contact us today for your yearly marksmanship review and zero training for your rifle. One Low Price provides a private curriculum for up to 4 shooters. This is great training for that junior hunter or an entire family. Don't miss that once-in-a-lifetime shot because you failed to prepare. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com to schedule your marksmanship training. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Vogt.
Welcome back. Carl in the bot. Yeah.
48 degrees this morning. 7:54. Going to be high today with temperatures around 85. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 54. Thank you to our new sponsors who are bringing the weather to us with Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227. They get their own water from their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. There go Mount Shasta Spring Water. Hey, we're just talking about, you know, the thing about Sturgis. Okay, they may have some snow. Okay, they may have some snow up there. And maybe there's been a couple of tornadoes that have gone through there. All right. And there may not be an opera in Sturgis. There may not, I think there's a movie. But, you know, you talk about the epicenter of excitement for 2 weeks when you have 400,000 people. Your population goes from 6,000 to 400,000 in the surrounding areas, like 100 miles. I mean, when it's not there, I guess there's, what would you do?
We talked about, you know, I guess you whittle.
You whittle.
Well, and then if you don't know what to do with whittling, then you diddle.
I'm.
Well, you're looking at me like, what's that?
I'm trying to think of ever hearing of an incident in coming out of Sturgis, a violent incident. And I'm trying to remember one in the news. I'm sure that some stuff happens, but nothing that makes national.
Well, you know, Sturgis is really, as long as we have a couple minutes here, Sturgis itself, the town itself, is very well patrolled. There's no nudity. There's they catch people probably drunk. They'll take them. I mean, they arrest a lot of people they keep the order in Sturgis, and people understand this. There's not a lot of trouble in Sturgis. When you get out to some of the outlying areas, things get a little bit wilder in the campgrounds and on some of the runs people make. But, you know, frankly, I went there for about 6 years in a row, and I never saw a fight. Some guy one time when we were at the Broken Spoke Saloon pushed me, you know, pretty vigorously, pushed me on the shoulder and made me move, you know, made me move to the side. When I turned around, a dwarf on a miniature chopper went right past me, and he goes, he said, I saw him break somebody's leg last year. a drunk dwarf. And I mean, this is true, a drunk dwarf on a little miniature chopper driving around
there right now.
And I said, you know, thanks, bro. And, you know, I bought him a beer.
Sign me up. I'm painting my rooms.
Well, you know,
I'm painting the rooms, picking out the bedding. Go ahead. Drunk dwarf. Let's go there. Let's give our listeners a great visual this morning about the drunk dwarf, the guy pushing you. What did he look like? Was he dressed in leathers?
Which one, the dwarf?
Yeah.
No, in fact, you know what he had? He was shirtless, with leather pants, and a shaved head, except maybe for a little bit of a ponytail. And tattoos. He had a lot of tats. That's all I can say. Okay, federal judges are going to give 30 more days to the state of California to be able to reduce our prison population, which means that's not going to work. We're still going to have, we're going to be up to our tats in releases here in February. And a big scream and shout and a big hug to Bruce Ross, our editor in the editorial section of the Record Searchlight. Yahoo to Bruce. He has come aboard with us about no fire tax for those whose homes were burned in the Clover Fire. The state doesn't have to charge that. They can find a way of not charging. The people who lost their homes, 68 homes, not even counting the outbuildings that were destroyed, that won't have to pay the $152 for the, for their fire tax. You know, the state goes in and they get their damn lawyers into this, and they read these things and they go, I'm sorry, we can't do anything about this. No, it's in the law. No, we can't do anything about this. You know, I mean, oh my God, you know, and it's written and written and written. And, what it takes is somebody with some cojones just to say, hey, don't make those 68 people pay this. It's $150. They lost everything. And what is the money that they collect under this tax used for? Obviously not fighting fires. It goes to the bureaucracy. So, Bruce Ross, Yahoo. You don't get a Yahoo all the time, Bruce. Anyway, I think that George Runner needs to continue fighting this. I think that this court case needs to continue to go forward. because this is just, you know, it's one thing is to take this money and use it to actually try to protect people out there instead of just some kind of blanket tax to make more money in the state. I didn't see him blanket taxing, you know, the number of people that are using a specific road, like out of L.A., or things like that, or how, maybe an extra leather tax in San Francisco. I mean, you could raise millions that way. Just raise the tax on leather to 15%. What? What are you laughing about, Bob? It's true. It's true. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, Tim Rayl is going to be with us from Simple Business Solutions. He's going to show you how to make money and how to save money in your businesses. We're going to talk about that. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
That's our news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senator Marco Rubio says people should not be punished for buying health insurance when major technical problems continue with the Obamacare website.
All I'm calling for is a delay on that requirement until the General Accounting Office of the United States certifies that the website is up and working and functioning and has been functioning for six consecutive months. I think that's a prudent approach.
Senator Rubio appearing on CBS's This Morning. Meanwhile, Senator Lamar Alexander says somebody needs to be held accountable for the initial failures of the health care exchange website.
The Tennessee Republican senator says if President Obama won't resign over the website failures, he should hold someone else accountable for them. Some Republicans have been calling for the resignation of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. Senator Alexander, who serves as the ranking Republican on the Senate's Health Committee, has long been a critic of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. In a statement, Senator Alexander calls it a Washington mandate, and many Americans, he says, are finding it impossible. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. employers added just 148,000 jobs in September. Crunching the numbers, Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial.
We had 22,000 of the 148,000 jobs being generated in government sector, mostly teachers being hired back. This is a reversal of recent years.
Still, the September gain was enough to lower the unemployment rate, which comes from a separate survey. The Labor Department says the rate fell to 7.2%, down from 7.3% in August, and in fact, a five-year low. Higher profits from companies like Delta, Whirlpool, and other U.S. corporations pushing the stock market higher in early trading. The S&P 500 rising further into record territory and appears to be on track for its fourth all-time high close in a row. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 64 points. This is SRN News.
Thursday, November 7th, Billy Graham preaches a message for the nation.
I've been praying that we might have a spiritual awakening.
My Hope America, presented in living rooms across the country, including yours. Invite friends and family who don't know Jesus to watch Billy Graham's message. Then share what Jesus has done in your own life. And invite them to start a relationship with him.
There's hope because there's God.
Go to myhopewithbillygraham.org today. Myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The San Francisco Bay Area's main commuter train system and its unions have reached tentative agreement on a new contract ending a crippling four-day strike. Transit Workers Union President John Arantes.
I'm very happy to announce to the end of an unfair labor practice strike. This was not a financial strike. We apologize to our riders for the hardship you have experienced this past few days.
A union leader, meanwhile, says a one-day driver's protest is over and bus service will be back to normal on the streets of Detroit. Union local president Fred Westbrook Jr. says the drivers are afraid to go to work, and he told WXYZ many would like permission to carry weapons.
We don't know if we're going to make it home or not. We can't carry any weapons. But what I'm afraid of, if somebody don't get out here and appeal to the public, that my members are going to start carrying weapons to defend themselves.
About 150 drivers held a rally Monday outside Detroit City Hall to demonstrate against what they say are a series of on-the-job attacks on drivers. This is SRN News. A U.S. Airways plane was searched in Charlotte, North Carolina after a suspicious note was found on board. Passenger Tim Hardiman says they were all told to get off the plane. He spoke to WSOC-TV.
We were told just to not panic and to be patient with the process.
The plane had flown to Charlotte from Buffalo. Authorities moved hundreds of people from isolated mountain communities and low-lying shore areas as a strong hurricane, Raymond, loomed off of Mexico's already storm-battered southern Pacific coast today. John Cangiolosi with the National Hurricane Center.
We do have some watches and warnings up for south-central and southwestern Mexico.
Meanwhile, the governor of the Mexican state of Guerrero, Angel Aguirre, is urging people to stay off the streets there. Roads and highways, it's feared, could be flooded today because of the potentially dangerous and heavy rains from the storm. Raymond is a Category 3 hurricane. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is the 22nd of October, Tuesday, 5 after 8 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Morning to Sun Gold and Angel and Joe and Coach Bob and several others that have rolled through there. Weather today.
Oh, weather today looks like it's going to be sunny and around 85. I'm going to dip to around 54 tonight with forecasts of mostly clear. Just about 5 miles per hour of a wind, calm this morning. Tomorrow is sunny with 86. Thursday's 83. It's a beautiful week. Can't churn your clothes yet in your closet, as you can see. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our customers and our warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. It's time now for our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our expert, Susan Eastman. Susan, what's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, major averages remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 67 points at 15,459. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1752. The Nasdaq Composite is up 4 points at 3,925. Active stocks on the big board, Coca-Cola up 13 cents, trading at 38.95. Delta Airlines up $1.24 at 25.93. Newmont Mining up $1.16 at 28.66 per share. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares up a penny at 23.76. North Valley Bank flat to trade at $19.30. Bank of Commerce down 5 cents at $5.56. For commodities, gold is up $24 an ounce at $1,340. Silver up 48 cents at $22. Crude oil off 22 cents, trading at $99 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. For some really great advice, as you know, with the shutdown of the government and all these things happening, you need somebody that stays on top of what's happening on Wall Street. And our friends down at the Wells Fargo Advisors do that. Again, 243-7561. We're going to take a quick break, but our guest today is Tim Rail from Simple Business Solutions. And this business is set up to help establish businesses and new businesses find ways to be a success. And we'll get to Tim. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
It's nice seeing you again, Tim. And we'll get to Tim right after these messages.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go in and get your coffee beans. They'll grind them any way you want. And right now they've got brand new coffee beans in that are your holiday specials, and also pumpkin lattes. But the girls at, the Tobacco and Brew Cuties, as we call them, will definitely make sure that you, get all of your coffee beans for the holidays taken care of. So go in and check them out. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tell them we said hello, and a big shout out to Shelley and Joe. We love you guys.
Okay, our guest today, Tim Rail, and who is the founder and, I guess you could say founder and CEO and the main guy in Simple Business Solutions. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've had you on before. I believe it was, you know, Young Entrepreneurs or something like that.
Yes.
But, so tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Sure. Actually, I grew up in Palisadro. Went to Foothill High School and graduated from there in 95, went on to University of the Pacific. And received a degree in business, which I graduated from there in 99. Spent about 6 or 7 years in the telecommunications industry, helping the company that I was employed by develop new business plans and then operationalize them. And those services that I helped create brought about $15 million a year in annual revenue to the company. And I also oversaw the life cycle of a portfolio that was worth about $90 million a year. My wife, I was fortunate enough to marry a hometown girl here, and we returned home to improve the quality of life, start a business, raise a family, and we've been here since 2006.
Giving good energy back into Redding, taking your knowledge.
Taking the young, you know, we've been meeting a lot of younger entrepreneurs, and we're very proud of
business owners are putting, you know,
that have left,
putting stuff in the community.
Yeah, that have left and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of them have stayed, but most of them have left, gone out there, found out kind of what they want to do and the things they do, and then they return here to Redding for the lifestyle.
That's absolutely right. And I'm meeting more and more every day, actually. It's been really interesting.
So, Tim, when you went to UOP, I'm just always curious, did you realize in college that you wanted to be a creator of owning your own business? When did your Simple Business Solutions come to view?
Oh, okay. Sure. Actually, in college, I entered as a pre-med student. And
I could see that. I could see that. You'd be a good doctor.
Thank you. Thank you. I had anticipated going into orthopedic surgery. And as I started getting into the coursework and study, it just wasn't fitting what I really was enjoying. And I did have a couple of business classes at the same time and really found a lot of enjoyment and interest there. And so I made a big shift. As far as Simple Business Solutions goes, it was really something that started once we got up here because I started talking to companies about marketing, process improvement, and I had a lot of interest, but I kept running into the same problem, which is businesses saying, I don't have funds to invest in growing my business. They were stuck in this cash flow crunch that really was kind of this vicious cycle. They just never were able to kind of break out just enough to put new money into their business, to market, buy a new piece of equipment, to, you know, expand what business they do. And so that's where, you know, my brain started kind of working and said, okay, I have to solve that problem first before we can really help them grow. And that's where Simple Business Solutions expense reductions concept was born.
So you come in and you'll say, for instance, you'll see a business. We just talked about at the break about certain businesses that we know that are in changing, just in, I don't want to say turnover, but they're changing. And now we're in times where people with our country evolving and changing the way that it is, you know, people are in fear. So here you are in the business of saying, kind of go out there. If you were to have a few layman sentences, mm-hmm. because, you know, after a while, we're talk radio and you're in and out, what would be a few lines that you would say why a business would need you?
Sure. I'll actually give you words of business owners I've worked with. With being able to reduce expenses, that means I don't have to lay off an employee. It means I can continue offering health care coverage. It means I can start to pay off my debt. It means that I can actually think about retiring. Those are reasons why people would start to look at this service. And the expense reduction service works this way. I go in, I analyze their overhead, everything except salaries, and I earn a percentage of the savings that I help them realize for their business. So that means I don't get paid unless they are actually tangibly experiencing savings.
You are privy to a lot of sensitive information. And knowing you, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind
you keep it sacred.
And what an honest guy you are. But when people do that, there's probably like, you know, things you sign, non-disclosures and all this, and that just stays with you while you're making this, so that the contracts that people are on and all this, because they can be very sensitive.
That's correct. That information is sacrosanct. I don't violate that trust at all. It takes a lot of trust and time to build those relationships with my clients. They're very close relationships, and that information is sacred, as you said. I mean, it couldn't be put.
Well, yes, but I'm just, you know, because we're in the midst of all this in our government, where they are coming in and prying and and taking things without permission, and I mean all these things. And I'm not trying to turn it back into, you know, this is not a political thing, but people are very sensitive about the fact that if I write an email that, you know, that President Obama is reading it that evening, well, maybe not, but somebody but somebody is. And so this kind of thing is they've got to be confident. And we, of course, are, because we know you so well, are confident that material stays, that this is what you're doing to use it. You know, this information is to help them.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Tim Rayl. He has Simple Business Solutions, and he's found ways to help people save money and probably expand their businesses because of a smarter way of doing things.
Cost effectively.
Right. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460. Yeah, and the boys are back in town.
Hey, Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460.
Oh, you needed a jump start.
Did you see this on Facebook? Somebody said this is what they like to set their alarm clock to. Your alarm clock is Gloria. Is I'm so excited. Of course, you know, this is the Pointer Sisters. But
and then the next thing here is Linda going, in the morning. Wake you up. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors, our friends down there. And you know, that's your friends and your neighbors making great deals for cars, trucks, SUVs, whether they're new, previously owned. They are our Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Big. They're big. They can afford to make great deals for you, and their service department will get you in, out, get your car, truck, or SUV fixed and back on the road. They're outstanding. Reading Crown Motors right here in Reading.
Well, on the tip of our tongues, we were, right before we took a break, we were with Tim Rell from Simple Business Solutions. And, gosh, we were discussing what it was that if you're a business owner that did – things just kind of like your grandpa did and your dad did. With Obamacare and what's happening with the administration and business owners in 2013, we're kind of confused where we're going to roll out, how we're going to do this in 2014. So we were talking about to Tim at the break and a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's Obamacare is going to have a tremendous impact. It already has on businesses. I mean, it's enough to the point where businesses get another year to before they have to roll it in, but it's still they're having to plan. And of course, individuals have to get have to sign up for healthcare. But on the macro level here, Obamacare. What would you, you know, you go into a company and you're doing your, and you're doing your study. And what do you tell people?
Sure. Well, that's a really hot area right now. It's something where there's a tremendous amount of confusion. A lot of that is due to information that's still being rolled out. Some of that's just not available. So it's really changed from looking at, you know, okay, what health plan is right for my business and what's right for my employees to now having to assess whether or not they can even afford it, because prices, you know, as we've seen for several businesses, are going up substantially over the next, this year, and then also in the following year, as far as projections go, but then also doing an individual analysis for each employee to determine whether it's more cost effective for them to go to the exchange or the marketplace as opposed to getting an individual health plan or participating in a company's plan if the company continues to offer one. So it's a lot of variables for a business owner to consume and you know, adjust to figure out what's right. You know, I mean, when you look at health plans, then you also have to factor in, how does this affect employee morale? How will this affect productivity if I do have to make a change? And so those are some very sensitive topics. And fortunately, I have some good partners that I work with to help us do that type of analysis and help a business make a good, solid recommendation and actually execute a nice plan.
Well, you know, everything I hear, and I try to listen. I have other people tell me, well, you know what, that Obamacare, the Affordable Health Act, it's going to help in so many ways and all this. But I remember what he said. He said, if you like the health plan you have, you're going to be able to keep it. But they're forcing, it seems like, the way it's set up right now, of course, we don't know because you can't really get in and check it out. But it seems like it is that if I'm an employer and I've got 55, 60 employees, I've been paying their health care because they pay into it and I pay into it. And then when I see this happening and I find out that, just like we're talking about, that all of a sudden it's going to be another $500 a month per employee to be part of this, I can't afford it. So I either have to fire people and get that number down to 45, or I have to find a way that they have to pay more into it. And this one business I know has, his went up 50%, so the amount they pay in go up 50%. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do that.
Right.
There's the morale buster right there, is that because he can't afford to pay it all, so he has to get more of a buy-in from the employees. They don't want it. So then now you're at the point where it's like, well, then I will pay this much and then you get your own insurance. I'm not sure that this is the way that, or maybe this is the way that this whole system was supposed to be, is to force people into joining the system to say, okay, now it's, you know, because the more people you have in the Affordable Care system, supposedly the cheaper the rates are. But it becomes a death spiral if they don't get the people in there.
Yeah, it's very complicated, especially when you factor in the fact that there's a penalty that's assessed for each individual that does not have insurance. And I think, without having the number right in front of me, I think for the first year it's $97 for the employee, or
1%.
And that or 1% is what a lot of people haven't heard about. And it's a really complicated situation right now.
Yeah, you know, and now you, in your job, simple, in your business solutions here, when you're figuring out what's the best for a company on how to save money and how to move forward, and especially into the future. Now, should I expand? Should I bring in some more people? Should I buy this piece of equipment? This is a tough time to try and make that decision, wouldn't you think?
It is, and it's a lot of, I see a lot of business owners struggle with that very decision. Fortunately, you know, we try and as we come in with our recommendations and the results of our study, we look at, you know, okay, what's the cost of maintaining a group plan? You know, and what are those plan options? We look at, you know, okay, how can we help each individual, you know, either maintain or improve coverage without impacting your cost side of it. What's really interesting and what's really hard for business owners right now is when you start looking at whether the exchange is right on an employee-by-employee basis, because that's calculated based on household income rather than individual income. And unless a business employs, you know, both a husband and wife or, you know, both spouses to understand what that household income is, now you're really asking, you know, somebody to provide information that's been private,
right.
You know, because they may know the husband or the wife's salary, but not the other other spouses. And so that's the only way you can really determine whether subsidies come into play.
Yeah.
So
this is, you know, this is, yeah. I'm just, every day I just can't wait to see what's happening next on this and hoping that it just doesn't completely destroy the healthcare in this country. All right. Well, if they ran this country a little bit more like a business instead of a drunk walking from one side of the street to the other and along a pole in the Philippines, I can't help but think we'd do a little better. We'd actually have a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan. We'd have people like you come in. You know what? This Department of Education, I'm not exactly sure what it's doing. Department of Energy, all the prices have gone up for oil and energy for the last 20 years. Perhaps we need to cut them back. Maybe we need that. Maybe we need simple business solutions to walk in there and say, oh, this is easy. Just have to do this and this and this and this, and we're back on solid footing.
Boy, I wish it were that simple.
Okay. Well, I mean, really, I mean, if businesses do this.
Well, it goes back to a simple mantra of don't spend more than you take in. And,
oh, my gosh. Not that.
You know, that. From a political aspect, that's going to open up a much wider conversation as far as what should be funded and what shouldn't be, and that's where it gets complex.
Well, our guest is Tim Rails from Simple Business Solution. We've kind of taken it a little bit far afield here, that talking about the government actually running like a business, and you know, with the bottom line, instead of being able to print money at will and spend however they want and lurch drunkenly down the street as Republicans and Democrats grab their piece of the pie and then pork barrel the hell out of the rest of it. If you ran a business like that, you wouldn't be in business. But if you want to make your business better, Simple Business Solutions may be the way to do it. But, Tim, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Ensemble Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives,
maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And our chat line is KCNR1460.com. And Boo and Angel and Sonny and Cheryl, and Cheryl's in there. And right now they're just hammering on Obamacare.
This is great. We'll get right to that. I want to remind you quickly of the Saturday, one of my favorite events to go to, and we want to let y'all know. It's called Harvest Bazaar. You've probably driven by this right across from Lake Redding Golf Course is the church. It's open for 9 to 3. There's antiques, collectible linens, jewelry, chocolates, coffee, baskets, raffle. It's great. It's the All Saints Episcopal Church Harvest Bazaar this Saturday. I'm always first in line. Just got to let you know I start the Christmas shop that day. See you there.
Don't get in front of her. Our guest, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Bob and I get our hair cut there. Real men get their hair cut there. You can take your kids there. They get their hair cut there, too. Tim should get his hair cut there because you got this buzz cut there. I mean, it's like, of course, that would be kind of easy to do at home, I guess. Or you probably spend like $40 on that haircut.
I do it myself.
Do it yourself. Okay. Our guest is Tim Rail, the founder and the boss of Simple Business Solutions. And Simple Business Solutions is... performs an analysis with no guarantee of compensation for yourself. If you can't help people, then you're not going to get paid. You know, and if you do help them, you just take a percentage.
That's correct.
You don't take their firstborn child or their cars or anything like that. You take a percentage.
That's right.
Of what you've saved them, which seems fair. And how does it work? I mean, let's just kind of like synopsize. How does this work? How do you do this?
Sure. So the first step really is to gather up the information I need to look at. And so in the expense reduction analysis, I look at everything from credit card processing, telecommunications, utilities. In the case of medical industry, I'll look at medical waste disposal, recycling, advertising expenses, everything except salaries essentially. So when I gather that information, then I conduct an analysis, come back to the business owner with an expense reduction plan to say here is the total amount of savings found, and here are the things that we need to do to get there. And then I actually help them manage the implementation of that expense reduction plan.
Okay, and so once it's accomplished and your thing gets started, then you kind of like shake hands, or
actually that's where the fun really begins.
Okay,
because once you've implemented those changes, now it's about compliance.
Okay.
And this is where a lot of people start to see some struggles, right? If they renegotiate a contract or, you know, put a change into place, that next invoice or the next invoice after that, things have a way of creeping back onto a bill, or certain things never were omitted from the bill, or strange charges that are new start to appear. Mm-hmm. And that's where we scrutinize on a month-by-month basis every single line item of every single invoice once that initial expense reduction plan is put into place. And then we actually will either, you know, handle it directly with the vendor or help the client handle it with the vendor, whether we need to write a letter on their behalf, make phone calls, we drive it to ground to make sure that what we agreed upon at the start is what's being put into place. And that's done month over month over month over month. And every month to 2 months, I'm fighting something on somebody's invoice.
Well, you know, I get that right now because I'm trying to kill off a mail account on Yahoo.
Mm.
If I go into my credit card company, who pays this, it's $12 a month, right?
Right.
$12 a month. And I went and I said, I don't want to, let's cancel this. And the answer is, can't do that. I said, why? They said, well, because this is a contract that you got involved with, it's got to come from the company. And I said, I've got to call the company where I've got, you know, and they said, okay. And I said, well, how do you do that? Because I've tried to try and find a phone number for Yahoo. Well, there is one.
Yes.
And it's on that statement, and she gave it to me. But you didn't know, you know, you don't notice it. And so I haven't pursued it yet, but I imagine in 12 bucks, but you get 12 bucks here, 12 bucks there, $100 there, and, you know, invoicing, and you're trying to stop. And they're not, they don't want you to end it.
No.
Because they want you to continue paying. I think for 2 years we tried to end one of Linda's, an email account for 2 years, and it just kept $5, $5, $5. And I'd call them, complain, they'd give us the money back, and then, but they wouldn't stop the account.
Exactly.
I mean, this is just, I mean, it's ridiculous. So, but that's the kind of things, and that's small things, but there's probably others that are up into the thousands of dollars.
There are. I'm about 80% complete on another cost reduction analysis for a firm here in town. Our current projected savings is running about $30,000 annually, and we still have a few pieces left to finalize.
$30,000 annually.
And a lot of that did not require a supplier change or a vendor change. We actually were able to renegotiate and work within existing relationships, which is a very important point to make, because it's not about, you know, hey, you need to switch from provider A to provider B and you get a better deal. Or, you know, it's not, hey, give me a bid, you know, from three different providers and we'll pick the cheapest one. There's a whole level deeper that we go in order to obtain that savings. And, you know, wherever we can, we try and honor those existing relationships and work within them to the vendor's benefit and also the client's benefit to achieve savings. And, you know, recently on three different offices within medical waste, for example, we've been able to negotiate roughly between a 30 and a 40% savings over a three-year contract that was midterm with an existing provider.
I have a question, and also from the chat pack, and you probably have mentioned this before. In fact, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about readjusting loans if somebody is up underwater. Mm. Okay? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Good morning. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's going to be a beautiful day. Our temperatures are going to be around 87. Wow. You know, boots aren't ready for walking yet. A state of mind, they're always meant for walking 24/7, but to wear them right now. Clear tonight with temperatures around 53. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? Now is the time to have those furnaces checked out, get all the filters done, the air ducts checked, the ducts in your house, because you're going to be needing those heaters on pretty soon. And when you do, go to Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, absolutely professional service and quality you can absolutely count on. And I'm speaking from experience here. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air.
Our guest this morning has been Simple Solutions owner and the founder, Tim Rail. And one of the questions that before we took the break, we were talking about business owners. Let's say, for instance, they bought you know, not too long ago, everything was very expensive. Mm-hmm. Business property, residential property. You know, we were kind of going through a huge surge. And let's say, you know, somebody's reevaluating, what do I do with me? Because people just don't want to walk away. What's happening is a lot of people, we're seeing trends, people walking away. And so, again, I was laughing with you at the break that, you know, you're the surgeon. It's kind of your company. I mean, here you were going to, you know, pre-med. You're coming in and you're the fix-it doctor of, like, let me tell you what you can do. You know, you may be a little broken here, a little less there, but we can really round this out, make it work for you. What would be your advice for somebody who maybe they had to do two or three loans, let's say, and they're upside down, they don't know where to go. What would be your recommendation there? And does your company come in and fix that also, help them just look at their financials of where they're wasting money with loans?
That's one aspect we look for in the analysis that we perform. A lot of times it's credit card debt, business credit card debt specifically, that we see, because people have sort of bootstrapped their business to start it or to survive. And as we all know, that credit card interest is quite onerous. And so what we do first is to try and harvest cash flow from the other aspects of the business so that they have more cash flow to make and honor their obligations in paying their loans. The second aspect to it is that we will look and try and help them figure out a way, if it's possible, to sort of migrate all that debt into a lower
into
interest
one place.
You know, place.
How about putting businesses on a budget? Is that a big thing you do?
I don't necessarily handle a full budget for the company.
What I meant was, okay, I'm finding that you're spending money here, you're spending money here, you're spending money there, you're frivolous over here. That essentially if this is what you should be spending in these areas. I mean, that to me is kind of like putting people on a budget. Now it's up to them. You're not doing their budget for them, but you're kind of showing them, hey, you know what? This is what you should be spending for this instead of this, that kind of thing.
Right.
That's the impression I'm getting.
Yes. Now I have the privilege of working with very savvy business owners that are very smart managers of their money and how they manage their expenses. It's the hidden areas that people don't see. You know, for example, being able to look at the taxes and surcharges section of a telecommunications bill and know what's actually a tax or surcharge that's authorized and what's an area where the carrier is making profit. It's understanding what pricing model is appropriate when you're going to accept a credit or debit card payment. Those are just pieces of information that people don't always have. They may be very smart and they may be having the best deal that they can negotiate with the level of knowledge that they have. And so that's where we bring in that different skill set of understanding those things to the smallest nth degree, to bring that experience to bear and reduce cost.
Well, that's what I, you know, that's where I see a value in a company, because you started a company, not you. If somebody started a company, 6 years ago, let's say. They have fought through the beginning. They have survived in this horrible, horrible economy. Mm-hmm. And they're still going through. They may not be making a lot of money, but they've survived. They're paying their bills, all this stuff. And now they're at that point where they are tired, you know, especially if it's a smaller company, and that, you know, things are starting to happen with them that it may, you know, they're kind of continuing on the way they did things when it, now it's, it is a time to change. And that's where your expertise comes in.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I kind of like to think of it as they're always moving at the speed of their business, which is, as we all know, extremely fast. And to be able to stop and look at 15 invoices in great detail and question whether that was the same charge as the month before, or to question why this is $5 less or more than it was 2 months ago, is not something that they often have time to do, nor do they have a lot of staff time to devote to that. They're busy serving customers, developing new business, you know, collecting revenue, doing all the things that they need to do to continue to survive and be successful. And that's where we come in as sort of that outsource expert.
We're going to take a quick break. One of the things I want to talk about is a lot of people I hear when I talk to in the business community is the accounts receivable. do you all address that?
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
As soon as we get back, accounts receivable, which everybody I talk to is, seems to be the big thing that when the discussions will eventually get back to that. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Tim Rail from Simple Business Solutions, and he's giving a outline about how, what he does can walk into a business, small or large, and actually help people save money without firing people, without making drastic changes, but can save. In some cases, I see here as examples, is up to 43-44%.
That's correct.
Of what they're spending. You know, it's worth a time. You know, it's worth it. You know, it's probably worth a few minutes to think about this. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabaugh, this is 8:56 in the morning. We're still streaming on KCNR1460.com. Talking about, you know, loyalty in business and, people can't seem to get, you know, finding doctors there that are employed and want to be taken in the Obamacare thing. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. If you eat healthy, eat correctly, there's a good chance you won't need to be seeing that doctor as much. And down at Orchard Nutrition with the in-store deli and all the fresh organic foods available, I can't say enough about it. Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, and the people that work at Orchard Nutrition are the North State's nutrition experts. You got to go down there. You talk to them. You realize that, first of all, how clean this place is, and two, just how great the people are. And you add on to that the new gluten-free products they have from at the store. And you know what? It's it just gives it the extra plus. Located at 221 Locust Street, which is right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141. They have upped their ante here in the community, and they're giving classes now at the store on healthy living, healthy diet, foods, the types of foods and supplements that can help keep you in trim and keep you out there on the road, walking and running, all from Orchard Nutrition. Our guest, Tim Rail from Simple Business Solutions. We're going to talk about the bugaboo of many businesses is accounts receivable. And what do you do for that for a company? You have now gone through everything they've had. You've gone through their contracts, their insurance, how they're working. You're checking to make sure is that they're not, you know, they don't have additional things on their contracts and what they're paying that adds up to thousands of dollars a year. You've saved them like that, but now it comes to accounts receivable.
Right. So the first thing we look at is the days sales outstanding, which is the bane of many accounts receivable managers. Understanding where that number is first is very important. The second piece then is looking at what sort of payment terms their customers are on. You know, and sometimes you can diagnose a problem right there. In terms of how agreements are written or purchase orders are written, to look and see if there is any sort of teeth to the clause on timely payment. So that would be one aspect. The other aspect is
in other words, if they don't pay, so what?
Right.
You've never done anything. So why should they have to pay?
Right. The biggest thing is often respectful but proactive enforcement.
Sure.
Obviously, you know, you want to manage that as tightly as you can. In the situation where we don't have people paying, oftentimes there will be penalties that come into the contract, which are, you know, allowed by law. But you can also look at how you can use different payment methods as sort of that kind of last case resort. Some people I know put those slow paying customers on COD. Others have a credit card on file. And if the invoice goes beyond a certain day, they automatically charge that credit card. A lot of people, say, whoa, that invoice is already late. And now if I put that on a credit card, it's going to cost me X percent to take that transaction. Well, what's the cost of your money for another 30, 40, 60, 90 days
before they pack. We take Visa and all that. We just started that and we eat that percentage.
And what's interesting is if you actually map the cash flow out in a calendar year or a fiscal year on how many days you bring that in earlier than if you had just let it pay by check, you actually can end up, positive, substantially positive.
That's the way we look at it.
Offering an alternative method of payment.
Okay. All right. So how do they get a hold of you?
Okay. So I can be reached at 530-262-6060. Once again, that's 262-6060. I also have a website, which is cutcostsgrowsales.com. That's cutcostsgrowsales.com.
All right. Tim Rails. And, like I said, we've been watching you for, 4 or 5 years, and so you continue to grow and do a lot of good work for people.
Thank you very much.
Super. All right. Hey, this week we've got a lot of different groups of people coming in. On Thursday, Dr. Doug McConnell is going to be my co-host for that day. Stand by. He is coming in. He has just got so many things that you're just going to love to hear about the Affordable Care Act, because, as he says, or the Unaffordable Care Act. And we have we're going to be on location Thursday, doing a remote out at the stand down. So we'll be out there that day from 7 to 9 doing stand down, and we'll have the good doctor with me. And then Friday we've got the grand opening of the VA center, VA home. All of this this week. Just remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Students and staff at Nevada's Sparks Middle School are heartbroken over the fatal shooting of a teacher who's being hailed as a hero for saving a number of lives. Michael Lansbury, a former Marine, confronted the student gunman in a hallway yesterday.
He was telling him to stop and put the gun down. And then the kid, he yelled out no, like yelling at him. And then he shot him.
Student Jose Casares tells NBC's Today Show that Lansbury saved his life standing between him and the gunman. The shooter's name has not been released, nor his motive. The gunman ended up taking his own life. Two other students were wounded. A disappointing September jobs report, just 148,000 jobs created. Mesirow financial economist Diane Swank says the employment market was soft even before the government shutdown.
This is a very dismal report going into the shutdown, and that's something.